with Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting this up for second visit of Everett Smith, Wednesday, for supper, the 31st of March, 1971. Now, this is optimistic. This is optimistic. It just depends on who he sees on the way over here. Now, this is Channel 2 Right. This is Channel 2 Right on the 220 machine. They're setting it up for Everett Smith this Wednesday afternoon for a visit from Everett Smith at supper. This Wednesday, the 31st of March, 1971. Channel 1 Right. Channel 2, Channel 2 Right. And I'm setting it up for Everett Smith for a second visit this Wednesday for supper, the 31st of March, 1971. As Faye says, this is optimistic.
Well, with the kid and they know, said they didn't think they had any phone. I said, we had it out the house.
That's awesome.
And he talked like, you know, if the wind low, it might be, you know, a little frost in the morning down in the 40s, he said.
Oh!
I don't like that too much.
Yeah. All y'all have to do is just sit down there and I'll put some food in front of you in a minute.
Oh, man, liar. This is, I come off, I went down and I run ahead a little time off and run a few errands and I forgot to get that medicine.
So you picked it up, eh?
And I called Faye and then that sold her late getting out here.
She picked it up?
She had to make a special trip back. She quit working, didn't she?
You're not working out, wasting the farm? I mean, you staying on the farm now? You working out part-time?
Oh, I make a living up to university.
Well, you working university?
Yeah, I tried my best when I first come down here to make a living out here. And I had a place up in the north part of the county. And I lost money every year. So I just had to get a job up there.
What department you working in?
I teach up there half-time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Part-time. I don't teach up there full-time. That's one thing you can do.
I know you're talking about my brother down at the state, you know, Lowell Penitentiary, and I started, you know, and I had the strike, in other words, one of my boyfriend, where he taught, and he finally lost his job because he wasn't doing right. And he's back in down at Lowell, and he's hauling some of those girls from Lowell and placed them, you know, in these placements to, you know, find something to do, and they pay them a little something. And it's all right. That's that McLaughlin boy. I don't know whether you know him or not. Ben McLaughlin.
Yeah.
We finished, went to school together.
Yeah.
And I was in business administration, so was he.
Oh, were you?
Yes, sir.
Well, I figured you were in animals.
No, I had one or two elective courses, in other words, and had one or two elective courses in law, and but I got my BS, in other words, in business administration. But then I prepared, you know, and I can teach, you know. Well, Ben said, you come on down here. He said, them people strike. We just go on down and we'd be together. Maybe we'd ride together. You know, you drive a week and I'll drive a week.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't go down. I didn't want to get into that business. I told him, no, I didn't care about it. But he did. And he was ahead of the ag boys, you know. When he got to using equipment, in other words, and made two or three watermelon crops and swindling the county, in other words. Just like the state up there, you know, some of them people. You know it as well as I do. I'll name you one or two, in other words, since I was working up there, you know, last year. Yeah, before last, now when I was up there at the university with Dr. Cunha.
Yeah.
Why, I'm tell you, instance, in other words, that one of the teachers up there, he used the state's equipment, in other words. They got as much equipment, in other words, than anybody you want to know, you know. It's a state money buy, all kind of tractors, backhoe, and everything else. When I got to want to use something, why, they made me use a doggone bucket, you know, and I had to lock the cylinder and drag it backward to see. You can't see what you're doing. I wanted a blade, you know, where I was level that lime rock. Put 80 ton of lime rock on 100 feet, 24 foot wide. And the man didn't spread it. The foreman, to show you how dumb some of them are, they put it in piles.
Yes.
Put it in piles.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. And they told me, in other words, the foreman says, can Mr. Smith, can he level this thing up to a line?
Yeah.
And the doctor, he can do anything.
Oh, is that when you said
yeah.
Everett?
Yeah, he can do it.
Yeah. Well, Everett, who is Everett?
So, Ernest told him that Mr. Smith can do anything.
Yeah.
But that's the Jimmy Henson. Come to find out, Jimmy bought 200 acres now. Out there, you know, next to that new product out that Hague.
Yeah.
That's where I was working.
Yeah.
And he used all the government equipment, and Ernest was working with him. I said, Ernest, that's the reason you call everybody Doc? He said, yeah, Doc good to me. He says, I make my time, and I go out there, and I make 2.5 hours out there with Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he got that in good shape and passed and everything.
Yeah.
Wanted me to help him on Saturday, but when I worked 40 hours, you know, I had my little, farm.
Yeah.
I had something I had to do. I couldn't go out there and help Doc.
Yeah.
But he was telling me, he said, according to this book, no, that'll work and all that kind of business. But he was just a young man. You know, he had a degree, you know, that long from Oklahoma and everything you talk about, way to do in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But you working with them, and he was ahead of me.
When you know it sound like 40 hours, that sound like that's not much time. But
that's
when
right.
You consider getting up there.
That's right.
And all that mm-hmm. stuff, you don't have much left over.
You surely don't.
And after you get home, you still got to rig up.
That's right.
And it's not all clear time, is it?
That surely is. And once in a while we work, you know, get started with old cows. You don't have them like you treating this cow here,
yeah.
Treating old yearling calves. You couldn't turn them all out where you wouldn't know what it was unless you got a bucket of paint and done all that and turn them out. You don't need to have time separating them in the pens. And they say don't say anything about it. In other words, just take it off and next day or next week, in other words. So then we said, well, we'd take it off on a Thursday.
Yeah.
So we'd get off at noon, you know, maybe the next day, you know, we wouldn't stay there, you know. Just get off at noon.
How did you level off that llama?
Well, I had to pick up some of it. Well, see, after I went and got the blooming thing, different. I picked up some of it, you know, and filled in between there with several different fools.
Yeah.
Then I got on the side of it, in other words, and with that thing, you know, and locked the hydraulic, in other words, and drug it down.
Mrs.
And just kept going.
This is Mama with his baby mother.
Nazanisha. He's telling me that you were here and you were by yourself and they had to get home the other afternoon.
Yes, I was here.
Right.
I don't like to stay by myself.
I don't blame
you. Not out here.
My mother, she wasn't afraid to stay by herself, but we never did want to leave her, you know, by herself.
Yeah.
You know, we looked out for her.
Yeah, well, that was nice.
She lived to a ripe age. She was 82 when she passed away.
82?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, that's young.
You
I'm 87.
You 87?
Going on 80.
I wouldn't have thought you'd been that old.
Yeah.
You get around mighty good.
Well, what did you level it with?
Had to get rakes after I got it pulled down and holes, in other words.
Just
labor. I had to use the
labor.
Yeah, labor. Had to use the labor. He was too Doc and that Spanish boy though. Doc is Doc, you know, turned over me to use, you know, and that's when he said it was too hot to find something to do, you know, clean up.
Yeah.
So I sent him down to the barn, you know, down at the Webb's, you know, across from Webb Stadium.
See, I can say the blessing, but I'd like to hear a new one.
You say the blessing, Mr. Smith.
I'll do it. Well, grace and Heavenly Father, we again thank you for the many blessings. We thank you for the fellowship we can have one another. Bless this food to our bodies, our bodies, our service, for us. In Jesus' name, for his sake, amen.
I have got to, go ahead, Faye. I have got to, I got this, I had a drainage down there. And the cultivator did it and got it all out of whack. And I haven't got anything to level it with. And I've just been dreading that. Now, you know, if you get a blade that won't just go up and down every time your wheel does.
Well, you can still, you know, wet your hydraulic cylinder, in other words, and it may make it level, but after you get something, you know, for it to go, why then you can level it, in other words. Tommy Boyd, he did a better job than the bulldozer your man did out there with Elvis Zephyr with his.
With his, that's that way?
I believe that's cabbage. Okay.
Yes, that's cabbage.
But he put it on a little smaller tractor than you had at Chamber. Now, yours is like Richard. He's up there. He's in Richard's in the agriculture department, I believe. Richard Cromwell. Have you met him?
No, sir.
But he bought a place out there near me, 90 acres, and I helped him, you know, get started out. He got a tractor like yours, one of those D12s.
Yeah.
And hydraulic, and he got all the equipment to go with
it. Oh.
And he even got the post hole diggers, because we had to put a fence around 90 acres.
Yeah. I think it's after the seed there. I think it's cut.
I never used
some of that ham you're telling me about?
Yeah.
Try some of this ham. When you reach it.
I never used a post hole digger. Will that spoil you if you use one?
Yes, sir.
You will.
You will. No doubt about that. You're right. There's the sugar in this.
Yeah, it is, sir. Mm-hmm.
But most everyone now has, bought, Mr. Zetlow bought a new one, and, that Smith boy out there, C.J. Jr., you know, Ken told me, you've heard of him, I guess. C.J. Jr. Smith?
Yeah.
I just want one.
You're not drinking coffee tonight?
I'm going to drink milk.
You're going to drink milk tonight, is it?
We drink milk.
I don't drink milk.
You know, when I was real young, milking the cow, I'd drink milk. And I'd want the whole milk. I'm going to get me a couple of these.
Yeah.
I'm a bread eater.
Yeah.
My mother, she...
Yeah,
won't you have some?
No, thanks.
Now, do you make biscuits yourself?
No, sir. My daddy did, but I never did make them. Yeah. I make cake once in a while, but I hardly ever...
Well, now, your
make
sister...
Bread.
Your sister-in-law, what's her name, Ruby?
Ruby.
She makes biscuits.
Yeah. Yeah, she makes biscuits and cornbread.
You make cornbread?
Yes, when I make cornbread, I usually make it in a hoe cake.
Yeah.
You know, pour the grease out, you know, and leave just a little bit in the pan and just pour it in there, you know, and then flip it. That's the easiest way, in other words, it is to fix it all up and put it in the oven, you know, wait for it. I cook it on top. But Honest Ruby, she's a wonderful cook. Well, she's an expert waitress. She worked with Art Dog up there. He hated to see her go. Stayed with him about four or five years.
Well,
here, when Art was in business down here at, below McIntyre.
Oh, yeah.
For a good long while.
Yeah.
And after he left, and he'd been up down there, several years. We were with him all the time. He'd up there until
about
a year ago.
Is that right?
Well, you had some beets.
No, ma'am, I don't care for beets.
Don't care for beets, okay.
Well,
where
is she now?
She's working at that neighbor, high neighbor laundry, that big laundry.
Well, what happened to Art?
He's still in business, but Ruby got, she got overweight, to tell you the truth about it, after delicate subject for the lady, in other words. But then she had the arches were bothering, they had to go to the doctor and scrape the bone, And she couldn't walk for a good long time, in other words, on the feet, stay on them.
Yeah.
Then she got out and decided she wasn't going to do it. And Ernest told her not to work. And after she got the feeling good, by then, this friend of hers working this laundry wanted to come relieve her, for about a week or 10 days. Well, she went to some of the people back up north.
Yeah.
When she went up there and stayed, for about 10 days or 2 weeks, and she came down back north. And she came back. Well, Ruby thought she'd come on back home then, wet in the garden, So she's a seamstress. She'd make anything in the world. She'd cover couches and carpenter. She put the, door stop. She put one underneath that big glass door at her house.
Well, I never heard of that. Is that right?
I told her she'd take the skill saw if she wanted to. I got a skill saw. She said, no, I just used a handsaw. Didn't you have it sharpened? I said, yes, I did. But she's really good, Tommy.
Well, how in the world does she get the carpenter in
I don't know. She just raised, to do most anything and can do everything, just about most anything.
Well, where was she raised?
South Florida.
Oh. That's when you all...
But this lady won't let her leave now, and they done raised again, and she's, I think she's bringing home about $75, $80 a week.
Well, that'll buy quite a few vegetables.
Oh, yeah. She buys the seed, in other words.
Does she still have a little garden?
Oh, yeah. They got a wonderful garden.
Oh, have they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get a little something out of it every once in a while.
Yeah.
You don't raise
about
a garden.
About two of them. Did the girl give you the package? You could put it in the... Yeah, here it is. I hadn't seen it.
Fresh
that's somebody lettuce. Come out. I've come out of the garden.
Oh, it did.
All yes, fresh sir. Lettuce.
Get
well,
your get your piece of that. And get your little mayonnaise to put on it.
Oh yeah. And what you
have
there, Mama?
I use it.
This is a salad.
That's a salad. It's kind of like a French dressing or something.
That's, no, that's what? A Jello and a pineapple.
Well,
and it'd
be
good
to put on there.
And put it on that.
Yeah.
And make your own salad. That's why.
Well, now, this come out of your garden or Ruby's?
Come out of Ruby's. Yes, sir.
Well,
I haven't had
you
it.
You raise it. I used to raise it and sell it. That's iceberg lettuce.
Iceberg lettuce. That is real lettuce, man.
What's a lettuce bed?
That's where you raise the plants.
Yes, yes.
And you can, you can use your own, make your own mayonnaise.
And you set out lettuce plants like you do cabbage plants.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Hmm. Well,
you see, I got on here so late, I missed all the lettuce plants.
But she has onions and she got so many multiplying onions. They good, you know, when they have fish, in other words, to chop them little multiplying onions up, you know, up on the stem, you know, about like that. I used to chop it up and put it with my grits. You know, you have
oh,
fish
boy.
With grits. Of course, you people, you might not, you know, care for, do you care for grits?
Like
you do?
My feet was cold to get the chili.
Yeah.
Is that, was it, you notice it, or am I just my imagination? Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 40 degrees
tonight.
Come
on. We made a lot of them.
I got one.
My rye is already gone, but Mr. Maxie, his is just right fresh, just like it is in the middle of the season. That's as pretty a rye as I ever seen.
Yes, sir.
But it's late.
I got fouled up. Dry, but here it did come out. It come out, and he got some good out of here. I didn't get any good out of mine.
What happened to it?
I planted that little rye grass, certified, and also that other. Planted two kinds. One kind was about $24.
Yeah.
One time about 11. One was twice, about more than twice than one. But I'll never plant any more. Just put it on top of your pasture.
That's what they said. Yeah.
But Mixon, he had that boy come in there and he stayed with him and sold it and planted it. And he got some raisin out of here.
Well, now he said they come in there and put in a little ryegrass for him and just sowed it out in the old dead grass and it didn't do no good. That's what he told me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way I did mine. I heard 15, probably about 15, 20 acres.
I never have seen anything that would grow unless it's in the seedbed.
But Ms. Jetval down there, Jeanette Chitty, next to me, she had about 400 or 500 acres of it. And that Digger boy making up it, he told me when we come down and go right with him. And my pickup on that press. And you short to me. And I did, and it was beautiful. But it had to rain, the season was right, in other words.
It was so crisp.
And I asked everybody, and said, yes, there's one thing about it. Everybody says, don't be too stingy with your fertilizer. It likes fertilizer.
Oh, it does.
I said, well, how much did you put on it? She said, about 500 pounds. So I said, well, I put five on mine. So I put 500 pounds of fertilizer to the acre.
Yeah.
Yeah. But high analysis, too. At 5, 10, 15, I believe. 5, 10, 15. But she used a different analysis than that, but that's what I got from the CPA in Gainesville. And got it for around $50 a ton. Well, you can't get old 475, in other words, it'll cost you $50 a ton, you know, around these other places. And I said, well, I might as well use that. And I said, it's got, you know, twice as much, 10, and it got three times as much on the end, see? And the first number, after nitrogen, well, you go, after it gets going, you're going to get it, the ammonium nitrate, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
And I said, that's enough to get it started.
Well, was that $50 spread?
No. I put it out with the easy flow.
Oh.
Put it on the track with the easy flow.
You know, I don't think they'd have a half beat that easy flow for putting out fertilizer.
You can get it better than most of these other boys that want to go wide open of it and they put it out heavy here and then they're ready to get out and go home.
Yes, and if you got weeds, they'll be sure to put it there.
Mm-hmm. I told that fellow Lewis up here at Lockyway.
Yeah.
I told Lewis, I said, I don't want that boy in my field anymore. He said, why? I said, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, just come on out to the house and I'll show you what he's done. You can see it.
Well, let me tell you. Now, one of your neighbors over there, and he's a fine fella, he puts it out for the CPA up there, for the Farmers Mutual. He's from Williston.
Yeah, I know him, Ralph.
Yes. Now, he's a fine fella.
Yeah.
He put out some for me one time, and his machine wasn't working. And he had to go over it and over it and over it in order to get rid of the fertilizer. And he never did know where he put that fertilizer.
Hey, y'all. I know.
And you know what? A fella oughtn't to, you know, hold that against anybody. It just broke down his machine, and it's my loss. Well, I guess it's his loss, too. It took his time. And...
But,
I call up there and I say, I'd love to have a little fertilizer. Who's putting it out for you this season? They said, Raul. Well, I said, I'll let you know.
He didn't say any more.
But now he's a, he can do anything, can he?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Does a good deal of talking, but he can do most anything.
Yeah. He can operate heavy machinery?
Yeah. He's a policeman. He used to be a policeman.
Oh. Oh, he did.
Yes, sir. And they couldn't any of them run over him either.
Why, you know they couldn't.
Because he's big enough, you know, to take care of himself.
I
was up down at the market, in other words, when they robbed him. Jacksonville. I had a load of tomatoes. They had a load of peas. You know, black eyes and these trouters and different kind of peas. He and that bell boy there. These two niggas came in on there. They were busy down talking or waiting on someone. They saw the box there, you know, where the money was in, you know. And they picked up the box and run. A lot of people there. Right there on the drive-in, where you back in. You ever been to the market, Jackson?
I've been there. Uh-huh.
Back in. And he didn't have to throw but two shots, in other words, and he got them. He stopped them.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He hailed them, in other words. He got a big voice on him, you know, like a cow. He can call a cow. You know, you can hear him a long way. But they didn't care them boys money away from them now.
And he got them.
He didn't hit them, but he would have hit them the next time. He still had to move bullet. But somebody said after, they said, well, you could have killed an innocent bystander. We said, I knew where I was shooting.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he said, I knew where I was shooting. In other words. He said, I put it, you know, where they know, you know, that I meant business. Well, that kind of people need to get off the streets anyway. Like I was telling that boy. I went to go to town yesterday. I had to go up to Johnny's and haul free wild hog. Pick up. Mr. Depp, I caught him. Caught one big one and three pigs. The big one got so bad, so he killed it. Weighed about 400 pounds. Hog about 8 years old. Wild hog. Touch it, you know.
Mm.
Rooting up the pasture and grass. He said some of the colored people like to have it skinned out. I'm a bad eater. I mean, these things are right where you...
They don't last long.
Hit right out. Where you hold them.
Yeah.
Hit right where you hold them.
It's a feel.
And that's good meat, too. Is that Virginia?
You just took one.
That Virginia ham?
That's yours, too. Take the other one.
No, I got plenty.
Take
is
one,
this one?
One of those biscuits.
No, it's not Virginia.
Take two.
But I just took it.
It's just a little light thing,
mm-hmm.
like popcorn.
That's fine. But I thought maybe some of this ham like you get in Virginia. You can get it up here, you know,
mm-hmm.
the advertising in the
mm-hmm.
magazines at,
mm-hmm.
where that? Is that North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Georgia? No, it's Carolina, I guess it is, isn't it? Had one of the magazines had a picture on the front of the farm magazine, one of the farm magazines, where they have the sausages and the hams and they cure it all, you know, right there
mm-hmm.
at this factory right here. It's North Carolina, I believe, where it is. But Virginia, in other words, is noted for the ham.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't have a ham down there like this. Ours is too hard. It's not, doesn't have a flavor.
Now, where was it they got them hogs?
That route, you don't know. His pastor, he rented the Whitehurst, and McCullen worked for Whitehurst.
Yeah.
He worked with a Cockle 7 years when he bought that property. F.A. Cockle living here in McIntyre in that nice home now.
Yeah.
This boy worked with him. I got this boy a job. He's working. I thought Johnny was working with a contractor and he didn't like his job. And he'd rather do farm work. And Cockle wanted a man, you know, to help look after cattle and kind of a herdman, you know. A young fella that would learn something if he didn't know anything. I said, well, he know more than a lot of these college boys now.
Oh, Lord.
Because
yeah.
Johnny, since he's been up there, he had one or two from the university up there where you are. And all they wanted was a paycheck.
Yeah.
And didn't know anything either. Didn't have any practical, you know, horse sense knowledge at all. Well, that's what I found out now up there, just like that doctor. Now, he had more sense than the boss man did. And, boss man going by the book and had all kind of degrees.
Mm-hmm.
This boy here had a degree. Lightning had one down here. And they wanted to start him off, you know, making more money than what Lightning was making.
Yeah.
Lightning, he's not making but $7,500 a year, but the old man gave him, you know, about $1,000 bonus. Well, he gave him a pickup truck last year.
Yeah.
But this college boy, you know, wanted to start him off more.
Yeah.
But the trustees in the bank, and when it was doing that, you know, the man got all them $100,000 over down that bank. And they're the trustee of it. But he gave it to the university when he passed away. But now then, they want to rob him blind before he died. Well, look, the one spent $100,000, and that's when where they want me to go, you know, this summer. Down there and cut up all them little pen, 40 acres, and put it in pen. Experimental purposes, because they're running out of stuff. They're only building, in other words, that new unit out there on the 34th, and
yeah.
building that big thing out there on the further.
Yeah.
Spending the money.
Oh.
He said, no, I had to run my pasture, in other words. He said, you can't have that. He said, you're going to get it when you go, but says, we got to have it for the cows. So you can't keep no 250 head of cows that bought from Shand on 25 or 40 acres. You got to have some pasture for 250 head of cows that bought from Shand, which they have. So I don't know what they're going to do.
Who bought the cattle from Shand?
Bedford.
From Shand? You mean the Shands I know?
Yeah, I reckon they sent it to Shand. I imagine you know him.
He had cattle?
Yes, sir. And all that popped over there, too. They bought that popped from it. That's that ranch. What's it called? Pine Acre Ranch. They got the horn heifers now.
Yeah.
That boy told me yesterday, now, if you want to cross with a cow to get something on the back and make a big calf, as he tried to look you up a horn heifer. I said, you don't want no horn. I don't think you want a horn.
No, I don't.
I said, I was talking to him. I said, and I talked to two or three more since. You know, I was talking to you Sunday.
Yeah.
one or two of them similar to I am, in other words. And another one of Willie's good friend that worked with Willie at the bum plant. He started, and he's just getting the calves off of him. He don't know yet, because the calves are like yours, small.
Yeah.
But he got a black Angus.
Yeah.
Bull was here, and he got a good grade of cow, just like I tell him. It's like the boy, you got a good one. But your cow is good as what Cockle had, and he had some of them, you know, up there, $10,000 of it, and had the cow too, he paid $5,000 for. Just like Shandy, you know, some Shandy's cows, in other words, but they cost plenty much of money. They're angles.
I didn't know he had gone in for cattle.
He's been in this thing for a long while. Yes, he,
I never been over there, you
got
see.
Out of that, some.
Celery.
A Coca-Cola, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well.
But, he decided to sell that popsicle. The bedroom, not give him enough money, he's gonna last the rest of the day. The old man, about 80 years old, isn't he?
Must be. Yeah. Bedford must still be raking the money in.
Yeah. He get royal, he got stock and about everything in the name.
Yeah.
Standard Oil Kentucky, I think he got a big chunk of stock in there. He always looked at that stock on that paper, in other words, and pat his pants, you know, when it's up.
Yeah.
Gets down while he kind of settle a little bit. I told Jeep, I said, yeah, but it's up more than it is down.
Yeah.
I said, he's not worried about it, huh?
Yeah.
But Jeep, you said if you wanted the Angus, well, you could lease one over on and now. But I said, well, I wouldn't advise a man to lease it. Animal, in other words, he can buy him one, put another $100 to $200 onto it, and buy him a bull of his own and sell him. And if you wanted to sell here, take the money out of that and go and buy one. You ought to bring enough to buy another bull.
Yeah.
If you were going to talk to me. But this boy's name is Willis Fish. You can call him on the phone. Or if you want to, ride over and see his calf. He said he only had one, but he got two or three going to come in the next few days. They started coming. Willis Smith. He's no kin to me.
Yeah.
But he's a good friend of Willie Titties. He and Willie worked that bum plant over at Archer for,
oh, did
you know, for a long while.
Yeah. And was that before the war or after?
That after.
Yeah.
After the war.
Yeah. What did they turn that into after the war?
Founder.
Yes.
They call it Skinner, I believe. Skinner Founder.
But it didn't last?
The bum business, no.
Is the founder still there?
Yeah. Didn't make anything. About a half a cup.
You can have some more potatoes and cabbage.
I'm filling up on them.
I haven't had any coffee
after a while. But Willard, I think his wife is a school teacher. And she got the money to say, and he got a nice herd of cattle just like you have. But he bought Irish cockles when he bought one of them high priced bulls from Cockle.
Yeah.
Like you got out here, beautiful.
Let me tell you.
Beautiful thing.
Let me tell you, I kept a bull too long. And the vet was out here yesterday with that cow. And I told him that this bull I had, for the very first time, had some spindly calves, and some of them was lying back, and that he had never had anything like that before. And he said a bull would wear out. Now, his age wasn't hurting him. Oh, he was 9 years old, maybe. 8 or 9 years old. But he said, along in there, sometimes a bull would play out. And I never knew that.
Which one of the vets you talking to?
Beecham.
Yeah. They can say it wasn't Holland.
Yeah.
Holland done forgot more about cow than Beecham ever know.
Yeah.
Is that right? Beecham is a tight fella. He's all right, but now he's...
Take it out.
Beecham wants you to get everything just right now before he'll do anything at all, and he wants you to help him just about do the job. But Holland, dog, he won't get in there. He's not crazy like you were out there this evening. You didn't. He wasn't afraid to get nasty or nothing. But Holland, why, he's just an ordinary fellow, and he knows his cattle.
Well, let me tell you.
Holland is the one that they, Whitehurst and all them have, but Zet around them,
well, now,
they use Beecham.
Does Holland, which one's had
his daddy's in
cattle business. Close by
around here.
Who was it for you?
No.
Is it Holland or Beecham?
I thought it was Beecham.
Must be Beecham.
I don't know Holland.
But Holland, his daddy and over, they got orange robe there. And Holland got one too.
Holland's been out here.
They got a terrible orange robe. He just pretty much money out of that when the fruit brings in the money. Irrigation equipment, all that stuff. He's pretty well to do. But he's a young man.
Yeah.
But he can get around.
That's right. That's right.
He can do business.
That's right.
Holland is the one that.
That's right. He was in that irrigation equipment.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that now.
Johnny and them had him, and Whitehurst and them used him. Whenever they can get him now, they go to last resort, they call maybe Beecham or some of them, probably.
Uh-huh.
But he's the one that I always liked. But the Max and them, they had the. That Alabama boy wasn't too bad. And I went on and helped him with that when they had that brucidiosis vaccination there, where?
Yeah.
When they come, and of course, she said she'd pay you and said Elbert said he'd let you go and also Tommy. And they had them calves, they're a little skittish, in other words, and you got them hemmed up. And
hey, who was that? Who was the other man, the younger man that would come out here?
Wood.
No.
Lloyd. Oh, Anderson.
Anderson, yeah.
Anderson.
Anderson, nice fellow. He's a young fellow who works with him up there. What's the reason Tommy Boyd couldn't get into the cattle business out there? Can he do more with electrical?
Well, he'd make more money than what they're paying. That's the greatest thing. He's raising the family and building a home and all, and he had the. Been there his lifetime, and that's about it. Just like Johnny was with Cockrell, as I told him, that's the time you get out. He started off Cockrell by $40 a week.
Yeah.
And stayed there.
That's a little thin one. Come on, Eric, a little thin one.
I like it, but I think I have capacity. But they were promising a kind of commission, in other words, but never did get it. But he found out, you know, he did get this job, you know, and he could get him a job.
Yeah.
Told me to look out for him at university. I said, yeah. I said, get open when I look out for you. Did that to you.
Well, now that happened in a hurry, didn't it? I mean, first, one day it looked like Tommy Boyd was a cowboy out there, and the next day he was.
That's right, didn't it? When it comes to clothes, why, it was it.
Hired out in town. And,
well, it was happening, I think. Of course, he stayed there, you know, past the lifetime. He could have been making, you know, good money, in other words, and been in a lot better shape than what he was if he'd left, you know, long ago. But he kept, you know, helping like I was helping Cockrell, like Johnny was helping. I mean, like Johnny was helping Cockrell, and Tommy was helping Elbert.
Yeah.
But when Johnny helped him get everything fixed up, he paid me for my equipment, helped me, you know, getting in all the grass and all that. And when he had this bushel, he paid me, you know, I think it was $25 or $30 for that day's work, in other words, when he sold the cattle.
Yeah.
But Johnny, in other words, when he got out, well, he gave Johnny a milk cow, an old raggedy pickup truck, and $100-some-odd. And Johnny was smoking cigarettes in and said, I won't buy him a cigarette for a year.
Yeah.
And he got, $500,000, you know, for hip hop, you see, cattle and all. And the bustle too. But Johnny was going to get him a job, and he didn't want to leave him around. He could have went to South Florida somewhere and got someone and done all right. But then he got in, you know, with old man Creighton, in other words, and he started him off in, I think, $5,000, and would get him $1,000 bonus every year. And he told him in, he'd give him an interest in a few cows and let the boy have it. And made a room before he died. Put the kid through college. One of them, two of them started it. Oldest one didn't want to go. She got married the first thing, you know, had a baby, you know, first thing. That's the way most of them do. Then the next one, well, she started, worked about 3 months, and she wanted to have some money coming in, wanted a car. After the man, you know, had stipulation, you know, in the will, you know, the tuition be paid from, she's about 90-some-odd years old, his wife, in Cape Cod, living up there in that $350,000 state building they got up there. She worked a few months, went to school a few months, and she's a straight-A student all 2-4 years of high school. Got that gold, you know, tassel, you know, and you graduated with 400 or 500, this big school in Gainesville High School. Went to college. I know she's made a success. Now, what if she didn't do anything? As I told her, I said, why don't you go and take a business course in Jacksonville, you know, for 9-10 months? Then you'd be out, and that wouldn't get you a job. You're guaranteed $100 a week when you finish the school, and you're capable of going ahead and finishing the thing, you know, about 6 or 9 months, smarter you are, and booked and typewriting. Oh, she could tear up a typewriter. Well, she decided she'd do that. She started and went about 2 months. Then got a job as a long-distance telephone operator to the supervisor. Knew, in other words, well, she didn't start off in a low ebb. She started off a little, about $60 or $65 a week, you know, started off. And that's where she is. And she's making about, I ain't that now, isn't she? She's still there.
Now, who is she?
Johnny's daughter. Yeah. One of the old man, you know, said he put them all through. Yeah. And the two of them graduated this year.
Yeah.
But Uncle Sam, one of them going to Uncle Sam.
What's the trouble?
And the other one, why, she got her job with this, she's working part-time now, $1.60 an hour. Chestnuts in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Chestnuts. She's with Chestnuts.
Well, now, why wouldn't she stick in the business college?
She wanted to get a car and have some money coming in.
Yeah, and she couldn't wait that 9 months.
And she married nowhere, and he couldn't serve all the time out. He's back now, and he's having a big barbecue up at that $100,000 lodge, you know, Saturday night. I'm invited. I don't care, two loaves of bread, but I'm going to eat, you know, two couple of dollars worth of barbecue, and worth two loaves of bread. But she's going with him now. She's going to quit her job. And he got another year to serve in Germany. He done served it the time in Vietnam, you know, when they got him out. You know, they're still trying to pull him out.
Yeah.
But now and then, while they're getting the furniture together and storing it in a house up there for the rats to eat up, I said, if you've got any furniture in the West End, hang on. I said, why don't you carry it down to this storage company in Ocala? Let them keep it. This Hills, Fogarty, or whatever the name of it is. No, we're going to put it in this house. It's a good house, good roof, in other words. Red top, you know, painted red.
Well,
and she's thinking on getting a job over there. But he's just ordinary. I think he got one or two stripes. He is not making too much money. They're going to raise him a little bit. But you leave the States and get over there. And I told her, unless you're a registered nurse or something, you're not going to have no chance of getting no job too much.
No.
You're a registered nurse, you can get a job in them hospital.
Yeah.
But you don't know how the telephone company will be over there. You may not get a job over at a telephone company. That's what you're doing.
And that's the fella she's going to marry. Or does she already marry him?
She done married him.
Yeah.
Married him before he went to Vietnam.
Yeah. Yeah. And she could have gone to business college.
Could have gone to business college nowhere while he gone nowhere. But no, she worked 2 months and got out and bought one of these little Skylark Buick. I don't know what they call them. Little small Buick. But the kid nowadays, they gonna got to hit the head. You can't, you know, give them any advice.
Yeah. They don't ask for a thing.
That other one told me the other day. I said, what do you mean? You're talking about gonna fight for peace? I said, you thinking about what you're saying? I said, think again.
Yeah.
I said, you don't get peace for fighting.
Oh.
And she looked at me kind of funny, got her eye all colored, you know, teenager, you know.
Oh,
what
yeah.
I mean. And she graduated this year. Said, well, it says, I just don't care. I said, that's the idea. I said, you're looking for something and you don't know what it is. And I said, you're all confused. I said, the time for you all to just stop and think and settle down and listen to somebody tell you something.
Yeah.
I said, that's trouble now. That's the reason they're taking all that dope, in other words, just high school and getting in all this trouble, in other words.
They don't want to listen.
But they won't do it.
No.
But they're telling me, in other words.
Now, what is this barbecue?
They're having it for, send, you know, farewell for him and his, this girl that I was just telling you about, husband and her sister. She's going with him.
Yeah.
She's not going to carry a car. If he's an officer or something, they care for nothing. But it costs too much to carry a little Buick over there. It costs too much, the dang word.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 60.
You can get something over there, too.
It's a 69 or 70. It's a 70 model, I think. 60. Yeah, because you had a Chevrolet Chevy 2, I believe, and she tore it up, wrecked it, run in the canal with it, and sprung the frame. She traded it. And then she got this Buick. That was last year. It's a 70 model.
Yeah.
Little old Buick thing cost about, I think the thing cost about $3,000, a little better. But they're just going over and hope they'll make out. I do too. But they're giving a farewell, you know, in the barbecue, and they're going to have some of the wild hogs. Johnny been talking, barbecue.
Oh, is that right?
Not that big one, because Elbert hauled him off, no, but he weighed about 400 pounds.
Yeah.
But he said the doctor, old Warren Latson, was still living. Well, he skinned them hams out and make sausage out of it. But he said he wanted to tear out of the pen. He didn't want to lose the pigs.
Yeah.
And Johnny called, his wife called my sister. Sister-in-law got telephone. I got the line running there, but I'm not there half the time. I'll be gone, you know, in a couple of 3 weeks with a potato job. And I had the phone taken out of my house. And Ernie says, I'll show you again about 10 days. My brother's kids, you know, went out over yonder before. They called, had $60 or $80 worth on my telephone. And, you know, I'm telephone people began to call me over there, not on the job. Call me not on the job, and they want me to pay that bill. And I wouldn't even have, but the house wasn't locked, in other words. And they come in, they going to school, you see.
Oh, yeah.
And they come in, they call their boyfriend, you know, in Jacksonville, Miami, Tampa, anywhere, and charge them my phone.
Yeah.
Huh? See? Then I got the bill, you see, and they wanted me to pay it.
Yeah.
After I done, you know, paid, you know, when Ernest was sick, I paid three of them. I paid $1.50, you know, a week for three of them, in other words, for a year. Well, that don't sound like much, but you just take a pencil and dig it up. No, but it counts up.
Yes,
$1.50 a week apiece, a week for a year, you know, 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
It don't count like much, but it figured a little money. Then them come, you know, and charge my bill like that. I told them people, I said, you're not doing well. We're going to put the law in. I said, no, you're not. I said, I'm busy. I said, if you people don't quit harassing me, I'm going to sue you for interfering with me in the business. We over there writing our bill of lading, in other words, and getting all potatoes. We're trying to get out 3 to 5 loads a day, you know, 300 bags of the load, see?
Oh, yes, that's potatoes.
Yeah, you got to move them things, in other words.
Yeah.
Get them on the market, because they'll rot in a hurry if you don't get them in them cooler, in other words, where they can get rolling to the chipper market.
Yeah. Oh, you mean you really got to move them fast?
Yes, sir, you got to move them.
Is that Irish potatoes? White potatoes?
Over
yes,
there?
Ma'am.
Yeah.
White potatoes.
Black potatoes.
But I was supposed to go to work the first of the month, but they're going to be, I think, 2 weeks, about 2 weeks on account of the weather condition.
Oh, you mean they're getting over to potato season again?
Yes, sir.
They?
About the middle of the month, I imagine, when I'll go. And
do you run into some good bacon potatoes over there?
Yes, sir, my sister-in-law, that's what she wants to put in that tin for.
Well,
I done found the man that's got some, but I'm living the thing you bake.
Yeah.
I'm Pontiac, you know, just about that big.
That
you wrap them in tin foil, just put them in the oven and turn it on about 300.
Oh, boy.
And let them simmer down and bust that bug over and put mayonnaise,
dressing,
butter, pepper, and salt, or whatever you want, in other words. Then you get your steak, your grilled steak, in other words, and set up there, you know, side of it, your French fries. Well, you got it made.
Well, how do you?
It beat these Idaho's, in other words. Them Idaho, they have a few of them, but that red Pontiac, them things just as mealy and nice as they can be. Sister
red
always
Pontiac.
Wants me to bring, get her, you know, at least 50, 100 pounds of them. They got some in the garden, you know, something like that, but they don't get no size to them, and you, they all right to bake, you know, the time we raise in the garden is fine with beans, the pole bean, the string bean. But you take them far as baking them, in other words, why they're not too good. Now, white one now, wonderful French fries.
Mm. Oh, French fries.
Yeah, French fries.
Is that right?
They're good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these baked potatoes. Can you keep them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. The bacon. Yeah, they're Pontiac. You keep them.
How would you keep them?
Put them in the sand underneath the house.
Yeah.
Mm.
Have a cookie.
Don't believe I kept them the sweets. I'm
now you see
trying to lose a little weight before the hot sun comes on.
The trouble is, now you see, we don't do that. We don't put them in sand under the house.
That's right. Well, we used to, you know, at the house underneath the
we
kitchen.
Used
we put
to.
Them under the kitchen.
Yes.
Now then, you know what my sister-in-law done? Put them in the smoke out, not salt, in other words. And whether you secure the meat and dripping, you know, out of the sausage and all. And used to wrap the meat in bags, in other words, to keep those shrimps and those bugs out of it.
Yeah.
Sew them up. And the salt, and open the meat, in other words, nice, in other words, in the grease together. Why then, that potato, in other words, it's certain mostly water anyway.
Yeah.
There's a lot of water in a potato. You notice when you find it, in other words, it'll bubble, you can see the water bubbled in your grease, fat. But I told her, I said, that's the wrong place to keep them. I said, you got anything that done discolored, you know, the carpet she had it on. Had it on the old rug, you know, one of this old linoleum I read. Done discolored it. And I said, that stuff, you know, it's not going to work. You got to put it in the sand. And it'll keep.
But she doesn't do it.
No. And she cared out about half of them.
Yeah.
Wasn't
even
good.
You know what we could do? If we weren't some trifling, we could keep those pretty, those nice baked potatoes. Have them, just have a supply of them. And we could also have these nice sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they are easy to keep, and they'll keep almost from one crop to another.
Well, to keep them dry rotten, you got to bank them. You know,
you
old fashioned bank with old pine bark.
Yes.
But I know we have had the bank go out there and, you know, dig out a bucket full, you know, bring them in the house, and that lasts, you know, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And go back and move the trap, you know, the trap door, we call it. You know, it looked like a bungle. What you call them? Bigaloo, or whatever you call the ending outfit. And you move that thing out of the way, and then you put it back just like it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have to go, you know, every day, but you bring in a bucket full and use them for a week and go back and get some more. But they quit that now. And we had the old-fashioned made our own syrup. Had the own meat, you know, hanging up, a sausage. But it got where we couldn't sausage, but...
You know, I think we're going to get back to some of that, you know, just
may
to
do it.
Protect ourselves and
may
have a little food that's got some taste to it.
May do it.
Yes, sir. I tell you, the biggest mistake I made, when I come down here, I had an idea I was going to, I'd get into something. And I saw them raising sweet potatoes. Now, well, I can raise sweet potatoes. You see, I brought up raising sweet potatoes. And it was good old red clay hill, just like Georgia,
mm-hmm.
where I was growing. Well, the first thing I did down here was put in a couple acres just to get the feel of it. And then I had all this grass. I thought, well, I can't plow up all that grass. And that was what hooked me. I had to buy some cow dung on the grass. Mm-hmm. And then I hooked myself again. I could have just bought steers or scrub cows in the summertime, you see.
Well, what you were doing, I wouldn't you still, you know, pick out some of your land and just fence it all.
Yeah.
You know, have a plot like the university is talking about. Have
a
plot for grass. See all the grass plots and all that where they had the hogs and the grass plot, in other words, you know, go on 34th Street.
Yeah.
I don't know where you go that way to work or not. We did. We went up there to work.
Yeah.
And we went right on through and then crossed out of 441, went on the hay.
Yeah.
But first, we had to turn and go way back up there, you know, where the shop is, you know, and had to punch the clock up in there. That's where the crew, you know, coming out. But I said, I don't care anything about that. I'm people not paying my gasoline, in other words, and I'm driving 20 miles, a little better. About around 20 miles.
Oh,
I'm driving.
Yes.
And that's about the from here. I imagine right close to 20, isn't it?
You're
from
not
here.
Far from it.
And I said, there's no sense in going by there and killing that. And I said, it just takes that much more time. I said, let me going up there. I said, I'm not going to beat them eyes or anything. Why, they usually want you to give them a little something, in other words.
Yeah.
And so we had made arrangements. Now, well, Ava and I both were going up there. We both were working up there. He was in the painting crew.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to paint. I didn't like that paint, that smelling of it. I painted the roof of that trailer there next to that boy's house. But they ought to run that boy out and shot him, and it would have been better off. He wasn't any good at all. He wouldn't do anything.
Yeah. They are.
He wouldn't pick up the paper, the moss, anything. It'd fall in his own yard right there, you know, and the big boy would come up there, you know, look at the cow, in other words.
Yeah.
Shame. And we gave it to him free of rent, you know, to kind of look out and keep people stealing stuff.
Yes. And they could have walked off with it, and he wouldn't have.
He wouldn't have known it. He wouldn't care. You don't imagine. Just a young boy.
Yeah. Well, he'd be a rich man someday.
But that place hadn't been finished yet, so some of my boys told me, went out there and they had a class, farm class, you know, with that. Well, I sold that to Millex, and I told the people they wasn't going to put enough down. I said, they're going to put the fertilizer to it, and they got the fertilizer from CPA, and they brought it out from the dump truck. And Ernie said, now you want to dump it or you want to dry it? I said, it doesn't matter. I said, we'll change about. You know, filling the easy foot box, you know, hold about 5, 8, 10 bags, something like that. I don't know what it was, 12 foot, I think. And I said, you go ahead, you start off, and I'll dump it. I'll fill it up the first time. You go ahead and start it, and we'll check it, in other words, when you go so many rounds, in other words, because we done had information. He didn't tell me to, you know, put so much to the acre, in other words, he's going to do it, you know, by the stick. Everything got done by book, you know, the stick, to get the right amount, you know, to the thing, and they had the notches on that. Ernie said, they don't know whether them notches right or not, and said, Mr. Smith, you put out fertilizer for us, a different kind of fertilizer, different analysis, and it's not going to put out alike. I said, yeah, some of it will pull out, and some of it, in other words, you got to open the thing wide open to get it out.
Yeah.
And I said, you got to try it, in other words, and usually I can look behind and see, you know, when it's heavy enough.
Yeah.
So, we done pretty good with the fertilizer, but now then when they started with a cedar, drain drill,
yeah.
And he said, what you want to pull it with? I said, well, I said, there's no use in using this big diesel international thing, you know, about an $8,000-$10,000 tractor with a thing on the go, in other words, to hop out. I said, I reckon I'm use that old M farm oil underneath there to pull it, in other words. And I said, it's right. All right, setting way up, you know, and have a pretty good seat on it. I said, I'll pull it with it and let the doctor take this in here. I wasn't trying to boss the job, but I said, Ernie can take this in here, go down there where you got them stumps in all pile and drag them on down to that swamp. If you're not going to haul them out in the dump truck, they're going to let us have, you know, one of them lift to pick them lighter stumps up. They'd have to bulldoze it up and clean them swamp. You know, and our job was to level it down and nothing to level with except the hair, in other words. Didn't even have that back thing, you know, then. I said, let Ernie go down and take a chain, you know, drag them stumps down and next up hole there, in other words. And I said, and that bulldozer boy gets through on the backside, he can come back and give him one more roll and push him on in the pond. Let him rot.
Yeah.
If you're not going to burn them, if you are, why, leave them down there to cure out a little and you burn them. And haul some junk down there, you know, rotten hay or something, put it on top of them. And a lot of folks, a lot of stumps that burn. But I told a man that somebody would come picked up them lot of stuff, you know.
Oh, yes.
For the
you
stuff,
know,
see?
You know.
But they don't care, in other words. They just soon burn up, you know, a house, in other words, than anything else.
Yeah. You know, one place I had close to where I lived up there, they had lighted stumps that they had kept there since they had cleared land 30 years ago.
There you go.
And they still had lighted stumps there. And you know what they did with them?
Gunpowder.
Yeah.
They send them to gunpowder. Is that when they get the?
No, they'd use it around the house.
Oh,
they just
for splinters.
Yeah.
What's called splinter.
Yeah.
Starting a soot kettle and
yeah.
Fireplace in
yeah.
The fireplace.
Yeah. And when I first saw that, I thought, what in the world is this all this old rubbish here for? Well, that's valuable.
Yes, sir.
But
yes.
It come off their own land. You see that they had cleared the sale.
Well, that was that. it hadn't been turpentine in here. It was virgin timber, and it was kindling, what's called regular kindling lighted. The name of that was lighted.
Yeah.
Kindling lighted.
Yeah.
My daddy used to have some of it.
Yeah.
And it was something else. We'd find that while he'd save it and say, leave me a little next to the furnace here and start a fire underneath the sap till the next morning, you know, full day.
Yeah.
You know, have it going pretty well, you know. Daylight a little after, but ready to take off a strike, like making liquor. But the sugar cane, though, Mr. Miles, is getting back to that. It may come where the country going. The pressure got to hit sometime or other. That's the way I look at it. I'm no economist, or you not either. But, you know, something got to happen. Where it's going, it's either going to be a sudden calamity, or it's going to be something that's going, see?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to fence your place and have a...
Yeah, some of that's already here.
I'm too full. I've eaten too much.
Oh,
you know, the way to lose weight to say is before you get enough.
Get enough.
That's
right. That's right.
But you know, American people, they are noted for
just won't do it.
Just won't do it, no matter. They just a habit with them, and they eat it.
That's right. That's right.
But I hate to leave anything in the dish. I'm gonna eat this bite.
But you wouldn't take any cookies, so that was one thing you turned
down
there. And well, the cabbage is not too strong on fruit. It's not too bad.
I tried to buy
fruit salad wasn't too, you know, it's not too fattening either.
No.
I tried to buy pole beans today, and I tried to buy squash.
This is the end of Channel 2 Right and the continuation of the visit with Everett Smith this Wednesday evening, 31st of March, 1971. This is the end of Channel 2 Right. The end of Channel 2 Right and the continuation of the visit with Everett Smith. The second visit this Wednesday evening, the 31st of March, 1971. This is the end of Channel 2 Right. The end of Channel 2 Right and the continuation of the visit with Everett Smith this Wednesday evening, the 31st of March, 1971. This is Channel 2 Right and the continuation of the visit with Everett Smith this Wednesday evening, the 31st of March, 1971.